Once again, hello everyone, my name is Blue Lamina and welcome to Today's World, the only show that is 100% committed to keeping you updated in the issues of the world and the news around the globe. So today's show will be highly focusing on South Africa. There's a reason for this. You know, there's been a lot of, I don't want to call it drama, but there's been a lot of, it was bad, man, in South Africa. There was looting. Former President Jacob Zuma went to prison. People started to go on. So I feel like today's show will be only committed to that, because it was scary at some point, I don't want to lie, it was scary at some point, especially the looting one. Some few seconds I thought we are literally committing suicide now. We cannot just go inside stores and start taking things, there are consequences for all of that. And at the end of the day, the poor people will suffer the most. I don't think they realize it now. It caused a lot of chaos in logistics, food transportation and stuff. There was a big panic about the shortage of food, because I think that incident of care of looting was not called for, man. I mean, anikwazi kuhamba ningeni shopping nithathe izinto, yabo. Think about a person who is working there. Think about the people who invested their money. There's insurance and stuff, you can say that, blah blah, but at the end of the day, your sister, your brother, your neighbor, whoever, man, is going to lose job because of your stupid decision, So on the other hand, I think it shows the power that former President Jacob Zuma, the power that he still have, I think he surprised a lot of people, because the whole looting thing started in the name of Jacob Zuma, that Jacob Zuma must be released from prison. If you didn't follow on the story, early this month, I think month of July, it's another month. Early this month, the Constitutional Court did find our former president, Jacob Zuma, guilty, and he was sentenced into 15 months in prison. And he was asked come forward within 5 days, which he did on the last day. And even before, man, the whole process of 5 days, the people were saying that if President Jacob Zuma goes to prison, there'll be that. We also, the looting that was going around the country, especially in it was not around the country, to specific it was in KZN and here in some parts of Johannesburg. And you know, it is one of those moments that made you realize that we as people, we don't take time into processing things, you know, because I think he had a huge impact on us. I don't want to lie, and I still repeat, the poorest will suffer most. You see now, the same people who were looting, the same people who lost job, the same people who are struggling to put food on the table, you know, they will suffer most. So yeah, man, it's been crazy. It's been crazy in South Africa. It's been total crazy. Yeah, some people are saying that which country sent a president or former president into a prison. How are we expecting, you know, the Westerners to view us? There was all those opinions that were flying around, you know. So yeah, this is today's world, and this segment we are just updating you on what is going on in South Africa. You know, it's been hectic. Logos buya tata South Africa. South Africa, you know. So it's crazy, man. It's crazy, you know. But things have started to cool down now. I see. Yeah, even now the shops have started to operate and stuff. I just hope we'll pick up fast enough to. We'll not obviously cover the damage that has ever occurred, but we have an opportunity to fasten up and move faster into rebuilding the same shit that we ourselves were trying to destroy. Yeah, man, my name is Lulamile, and this is today's world, the only show in the whole world that is 100% committed in giving you news that matter and keep you updated.
You know what they say, right? There's two sides to a story. Let me tell you her side. She say I love you so much that I hate you. My friends wonder why I date you. They say men are dogs, I ain't trying to train you. And I ain't trying to change you even though you think I am. I just wish you'd understand that I'm doing what I can to make you better. And deep inside of times when I'm sitting by your side, I still feel we ain't together. I know you need your space and it kills me when I give it. Sometimes I'll pay the price if that means you pay attention, but you don't even listen. You wonder why I'm tripping, feeling distant like the past, but the past when I'm missing. I'm feeling like I'm better all alone. You say you got nothing to hide, why you got a pattern on your phone and your ex keep texting? You frontin' like it's nothing, trust is like glass, never be the same when it's broken. So even when I say it's all good, deep inside I know that I would leave you if I could, and I should.
Sakhele no kwesta yinomhlanje. Hey Nimbi. Deputy President usekhile. Who's Deputy President? David Mabuza.
What if I can ask? Many South Africans they don't know him.
What's wrong about David Mabuza?
Nothing's ever quiet. What is he saying?
Deputy President.
Yes. He has a right to what the fuck input here and there, because he's the future of this country, the future president.
But,
so,
if we analyze the question, season our soul, who was deputy president? Who? No one.
That was Thabo Mbeki. Thabo Mbeki was very vocal.
Okay.
Yes.
The
yes.
only one.
Then after that, these are the ones.
That's not hope.
Yeah, these are the ones. Jobu, all the scandals and everything. Scandals.
Yeah. Still on that. Let us talk, guys. I said we're going to discuss looting.
Yes.
Here at home. Former President Jacob Zuma, earlier this month, Constitutional Court found him guilty, sentenced to 15 months. Yeah, after that, there was a riot. There were people who were saying, no president will go to prison. There were people who were saying,
even
no,
foreigner.
He's guilty. He must go to prison and stuff. Yeah, well. So, Kwasi, yes. I have this question, anyone. Let's in your shop says born but for me nane. Do you think it was right to send the former president? First of all, who took that decision? This guilty must go to prison. Is the president? The president is aware.
Okay.
Is the constitutional court?
If the president like recently the president in the country,
yeah.
And the president was the one who reduced his sentence, Kazuma.
Yeah.
Meaning he's the one who's responsible reducing his sentence, Kazuma.
Okay. No, I just want to be clear, because
yes.
I don't understand Wuti. How come a person who was president being sent to jail at the same time the current president does not know anything about it?
How is that even possible?
Yeah, so the truth is Cyril Ramaphosa was aware that Jacob Zuma will go to prison. Ne?
Yes, and then he was blue-ticking the country when the looting started.
You see now. Because this is an extended scene, a global part of it. Then, when looting started, we were able to stop it if we were aware most.
Exactly.
We were able to stop it because we were putting the word. Zuma must
come
out.
Yes.
Zuma is still in prison today.
Yeah. Although there was a looting. Yeah, banning of malls, destroying infrastructure.
Destroying themselves.
Exactly.
They are committing suicide, these guys. Guys, me, I don't condone it, Chef. I mean, no.
It's a bad thing.
I don't condone it. Yeah, well, because a lot of things, man.
Even if you want Zuma, I mean, we can take him out of jail. Then what happens? What are you going to do with him when he's out?
Ash.
Since you are fighting for him.
Yes.
Yes, I understand. He's the former president of this country. A good influence. public figure, but guys, you must understand, the time he was the current president, he was very corrupt.
Not me, I don't.
So,
guys,
ityala aliboli.
Guys,
ityala aliboli.
This is my show. This is my show. This guy, as he's interested in disasters, they are not proven by this radio. No, they are not proven. But yeah, this guy can speak. This is my friend, guys. Yo, this is one of the best intelligent guys. We are lucky to meet this guy or hear your voice, guys.
Yes. Thank you, my friend. I'm very flattered. But, guys, hence yeah. I was saying, he was corrupt. Ngoba ityala aliboli, the law will always be behind you. You can run, but you can't hide. That's the political motto that they like to use. That you can run, but you can't hide.
Okay. Okay. I think we are going to play one song. Then I will come back. There's this sports guy here. There's this sports guy. We're going to the sports and come back. Costa, now you'll talk, man. Favor.
Yeah,
Mopagani. We weekend.
Yes.
To Africa. We'll discuss more of that when coming back. Let's play a song, guys. Let's play a song. Episode, anybody can hear me. Know the song, that's one of the best songs. Yeah, let's listen to episode, then we'll discuss sports coming up.
Our sound out there. Just give me a head. I'm trying to do right, seems as though I'm the only way selling my soul. It's getting hard out here, does anybody feel me? Cause I'm drowning in shame, trying to maintain, wide awake chasing my dreams. Is anybody out there, can anybody hear me?
Yo. Sometimes I gotta ask myself, what do I do it for? Is it to cover up the fact I'm really insecure? See, music made it possible.
Cause you know that guy.
So if you had episode. Oh man, this guy from TE. Oh man, this guy.
One of the best.
One of the best rappers that we have in the world.
This is a 2013, 2012 song. I don't remember.
Still relevant.
Still relevant.
Still relevant. When I'm on
these beats. Others say I ain't flashy enough to shine. You need a chain at least, and you could be more hood. You got niggas on both sides, you acting like you ain't good. And you from Carson, right? Razzcast was tight, you hot. But can you make another soul on ice? Everybody trying to tell me what I shouldn't and should, but will they still wanna chop it up when I go wood?
I'm trying to do right, seems as though I'm the only way selling my soul. It's getting hard out here, does anybody feel me? Cause I'm drowning in shame, trying to maintain, wide awake chasing my dreams. Is anybody out there? Can anybody hear me?
Is there anyone alive out there?
My nigga searching for a pot of gold. I compose the God particle, my heart is stone.
Cool, my heart is stone.
Pumping semen through my veins, taking everything for granted. Who can recognize my pain? Y'all niggas never did hear me, so I quit calling out to niggas. Let y'all deal with it, I figured. Why cast my pearls to swine? If you don't know about grapes, I couldn't tell you about wine. I couldn't tell you about these lines. They just hit me like rain without a cloud in the sky on a summer's day. Hey, I guess it's how I was raised. Accurate knowledge, while my peers frolic and play. My prodigal son waves, disrupted my coming of age. Future looking dim and abs, soul wear shades. I never covered my face. I looked death in the eyes, it didn't blink one time. I never felt more alive than that day. But who's to say I'm different? And when I speak, niggas scared they ain't listening. That's beyond me. But I believe it's far more menacing. The truth is stranger than fiction. Once reality get to kicking in, it's like a modern day Noah's Ark. They took no note, that bad heart came back.
I tell you that I'm a Zulu.
Yep.
I'm fishing through a sea of niggas.
We are going to sports news. What do we have today?
Stuff like cricket, South Africa has been really good playing against. We were beat by what? We were beat by, I don't know, a South African cricket. Yeah, South African cricket will pay you on the weekend. I don't know against Venezuela. This week, cheap country, media tikuri, what, about saying Sarah Marketins. This will come by my babies, about media tikuri. But betting.
And it's about loot, South Africans. And it's grounding. Instead of playing, they are looting.
Good news is that Bafana, I don't know if these young boys or what, they were playing in Lesotho. Obviously, Lesotho, guys. It's Lesotho. It's our food, daily bread. We beat 3-0 in Lesotho. While they was looting here, they were playing there, I think it was
Wednesday.
And that's one of the good things to talk about. Kaizer Chiefs.
Oh my god.
Hi, Questa. Hi, Questa. Hi, Questa.
Oh my god.
Hi, Questa. When's that, the Chiefs?
Ish.
When's that, the Chiefs?
No, this ain't. No, Kaizer Chiefs. Just made my year.
There are a lot of Chiefs supporters there who are angry.
Yeah, you know, like when they are angry, they always remind us of 6-0 from SuperSport United, 6-0 from Mamelodi Sundowns. Guys, yes, okay.
They were beaten by who?
Ah, Ezra Faro.
Jingle.
Ah, Jingles, the man. From Kagiso in West Rand, guys.
One of the best.
One of the best coaches. That guy, guys, we need to honor him. We need to have one of the streets in South Africa named after Peter Mosimane. Yes, guys, yes.
On that one, I agree
100%.
Yes. One of the best, man.
Yes,
he must be celebrated while he's still alive.
First black coach, very successful, guys. That guy, he's heading, you know, to the top, guys. Don't be so surprised when you see him coaching one of the biggest teams in Europe.
In Europe. Yeah, you don't have to be surprised.
Be inspired. Be inspired. Yeah.
So,
So, Kaizer Chiefs.
That's the only time we have. Questa will talk with work, guys. That's the only time we have, guys, for the sports news. We are paying the bills here, Questa. So, we'll see you. My name is Lulamila. I'm with Questa, the only one. Atenko Situ Tumashe on my studio. This is today's world, guys. I'm leaving you by the song about the door. Aries.
100 boy, I promise I'ma get what's mine. Been hungry from the jump, you know the storyline. Man, it's really all about this door.
Welcome everyone, welcome to today's world. My name is Lushibane Lulamele, and today on our show we are going to be focusing on what is trending in South Africa, politics wise, and what is trending all over politics wise, and we are going to discuss it. I'm alone today in the studio, and I'll be just giving you my perspective and my view on what is currently happening. The world is in chaos because of Jacob Zuma at the moment. Jacob Zuma is apparently he's been sentenced to 15 months, and he's appealing it. Showed a lot of support, ANC supporters coming from all over the country.
country to go to his home set in Kandla, KZN, to really say that we don't want our president to go in prison. And yeah, man, it's been very interesting. What can I say? What can I call it? Even you know, when you're watching something from far, even if you know that it's real and it affects you and stuff, but it was interesting to see the other side that is saying Zuma is going to prison, and the other side that is actually fighting for former president to go in prison. And I think the Constitutional Court has now agreed to say to Zuma he must come forward and appeal. So we'll be focusing on that, and we'll be focusing on crypto. Crypto, I think, has been making a lot of waves. If you don't know cryptocurrency, it's a new form of money that has been created, and it's been all over the news, all over the mouth of investors and stuff. So we'll be focusing on all those things. We'll come back. My name is Shivanulu Lamile, and welcome to today's world. Welcome everyone, welcome to today's world. My name is Shivanulu Lamile, and today on our show we are going to be focusing on what is trending in South Africa, politics-wise, and what is trending all over politics-wise, and we're going to discuss it. I'm alone today in the studio, and I'll be just giving you my perspective and my view on what is currently happening. The world is in chaos because of Jacob Zuma at the moment. Jacob Zuma is apparently he's been sentenced to 15 months, and he's appealing it, and he showed a lot of support, ANC supporters coming from all over the country to go to his home set in Kandla, KZN, to really say that we don't want our president to go in prison. And yeah, man, it's been very interesting. What can I say? What can I call it? Even you know, when you're watching something from far, even if you know that it's real and it affects you and stuff, but it was interesting to see the other side that is saying Zuma is going to prison, and the other side that is actually fighting for former president to go in prison. And I think the Constitutional Court has now agreed to say to Zuma he must come forward and appeal. So we'll be focusing on that, and we'll be focusing on crypto. Crypto, I think, has been making a lot of waves. If you don't know, cryptocurrency. It's a new form of money that has been created. All over the news, all over the mouth of investors and stuff. So we'll be focusing on all those things. When we come back, my name is Shivanulamila, and we'll come to Tuesday, today's world. Well.